This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Get to your quickie, fresh hot off the grill, quickies.
I just had a picture of you like dressed in a Victorian newsboy being like, quickie, and then just a whole bunch of sex workers lined up against the fence.
Get them while they're hot. Hello, one hello all, my lovely innocent dear readers. Sorry for hosting Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm Thomas Harris. Elizabeth Best is rubbing her eyes across from me.
Yep.
Welcome to a quick episode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, yada, yada, yada. Liz, I was reading Women's Health.
Were you? Well done, you.
I read it for the porn. Okay. And I found this...
Yep.
I found this article, and they've come up with, apparently they've consulted a psychologist on this, so it's...
Just one? Okay, so cool.
It's quite hoity-toity. Mm. And they've come up with 150 best questions to ask on a first date. And I want to get your sort of input on
this. If someone asked me 150 questions on a date, I'd be like, I'm out. This is not the Inquisition.
I don't think... Think they're angling at asking 150, but they've ranked them, and I want
that's kind of good though, because a lot of people are like, "Fuck, what do we do?" Like, they go with, "What do you do for work?" And everyone hates their job. Why do you want to talk about that?
This is my endeavor. I want your thoughts,
okay, great,
opinions, feedback.
Shoot,
number one on their list.
So this is meant to be the best. Is it like ranked, properly ranked?
This says number one next to it, and I'm not quite sure.
Maybe it's just in no particular order.
Maybe, but for number one,
okay,
they've gone for, what made you interested in going out with me?
I feel like that's a bit like, let's talk about me. Which I do on my days. Yeah, I don't mind it. Like... I would probably word it in what were you interested, what in my profile jumped out at you or something like that.
Yeah, reasoning they're hinting at is like, rather than saying like, do you...
Well, it's like, finding the commonality, like the what did you like about me, what, like, you know, if someone just goes tits, then you're like, okay, bye, unless that's what you want, in which case you're like, let's just go home then, fuck. And
I think it's more open ended than just sort of like, do you like me? Because depending on how you met, oh, you're this on your profile attracted me about, or the way you were trying to figure out what to order at the coffee shop we met in.
There's like, it could actually be quite a cute story to tell if. You know, like you had a meet cute and they're like, so what made you get the courage to ask me out? Like, that's a kind of cute story. Yeah, I buy that. Mm. I would reword it slightly, but I like where they're going.
All right. Number two, I think we've championed before. Number two, what are you looking for?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That is just the basics of communication.
You should know this before you start dating.
Yeah.
It should be informing your dating profiles when you're
but
looking for people.
If this is like a real world date, this isn't in an app and you haven't already read the app that it says I'm looking for
this, that, and the other.
What are you looking for is perfect, because then you can figure out if you're on the same page. As long as you are both honest and upfront about what you are looking for.
Honesty, that old little wrinkle in proceedings.
Oh, that old little fuck up in the plan.
But absolutely, you don't... How many people get to like get married and then 5 years into marriage, one of them finds out they don't want kids
or can't have kids or
something huge that matters to you. Find that out at the beginning and save yourself some time and heartbreak down the line.
What do we got next?
Number three, what matters to you?
God, I feel like I'm at work. Yeah. Sorry. And that's like when you're coming up with a campaign of, you know, like what what matters to people.
Tell me about it.
What matters to you. Yeah, I like that. I like that because that's, I mean, this has the danger of falling into religion or politics, which I think are first date.
Sure, but
not no-nos, but be careful of.
But what matters to you? So you could take that into your, you can take that into social justice or your dog. You could, or Billy Joel, you could sort of run anywhere with that. And then I think that would spark a good conversation.
Yeah, I like it. What matters to you? Yeah.
My friends, my family gives you a good insight into
who
this person is.
Yeah, it's better than a concrete, what do you do?
Or what don't you like, right? Yeah. Right.
Oh, dear. What are your favorite bands? Oh, Zane?
I just want to throw in for this question. You have to, I think you have to go outside of generic answers for that one. Like, what's important to you? Friends and family.
But what if that is what's important to me?
Well, I guess you have to follow that up with.
What if I am a boring person, Zane?
Well, are you a boring person?
No, I'm not. A boring person. I'm very fascinating. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a podcast.
My family is very important to me. I have a really strong relationship with my mum. She's a very interesting person. And I like spending time with her. And so that's...
Well, I think you probe it, right? That's your job. So if someone says my family, they're like, do you have a good relationship with your family? And that's when the story comes out.
Okay. You know? I'll allow it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I think there's merit of it. And then we get to a bit of a more wrinkly one. And this will be my last one before I hand it over. Number four is when you think of recent big political events.
No, I'm out.
Is there something that stands out to you? So they're not sort of asking for opinion, but they're saying recently big political events. Is there something that stands out to you? And that's meant to sort of.
I can't do that on a first date. I will gladly a second or a third. I will talk about politics or what you're into to kind of delve deeper. But if you are talking and getting me real cranky on my first date, it's not going to be a nice memory for me. Like even if we're passionate about the same things, we're still getting angry about the way the world is because no one's going to be happy about the way politics are going.
Can I interject?
That maybe they are.
Political
I don't know.
Discussion doesn't have to be fire and brimstone. At all times, it can be like defend your
counter argument to both of those things.
Sure, please have it. Yeah.
Yes, getting angry is fun, and yes, it has to be fire and brimstone. I want to date a revolutionary. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay, so this would be a good question for you, right? For me, I am avoidant of this kind of thing on first dates.
Yeah, it's a big one to throw up at number four on the list.
Yeah. All right.
So a mixed bag in
I'd like to go through more of those. I think we keep that story in our back pocket to kind of go through more of them on future minisodes.
Yeah, tear it apart.
Keep that in your notes app or wherever you keep it.
Elizabeth, to you.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, we asked for wedding stories, like wedding car crash.
Oh, yes.
Like, yes,
please. Yes. Salivating.
Yes. So the call out was heated. This came from our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group. If you would like to join, please join in the discussion because we talk about episodes. We also post memes. We also talk about extra little stories. So you might have the opportunity to jump the queue and get one of your stories read out if you're in our group.
You were.
So, some hectic wedding stories, all from my own, but here is one just for fun. My husband has three sisters, all of whom got married before we did. I had only been to one of the weddings, the other two were prior to me meeting my husband. When we announced that we were getting married, one of his sisters pulled me aside and gave me the best advice ever. She told me not to tell my mother-in-law what style of dress I was wearing. Do not show her any of my accessories. Do not let her know the colour of my bridesmaids' dresses or what my mother was wearing. Strange advice, I thought at the time, but I found out why. When the first sister got married in the 80s, the bride and bridesmaids wore lace fingerless gloves. Guys, it was the 80s and this was the fashion.
Yeah. Yes.
And mother-in-law decided to wear lace fingerless gloves as well.
Oh, good.
Second sister in the early 90s wore a slim tailored dress and a pillbox hat with a veil. Mother-in-law also wore a dress in a similar style with a pillbox hat and a veil. Oh,
delicious.
Third sister in the late 90s had bridesmaids in strapless burgundy dresses with big taffeta shawls. I was at this wedding and yes, I did think it was peculiar that the mother-in-law also wore burgundy and had a big taffeta shawl. Our wedding was in the early 2000s. Mother-in-law kept asking what my dress was like and what the bridesmaids were wearing. She wanted to know what color my mum would be wearing. I kept saying I wanted it to be a surprise about my bridal party, and I straight up lied that my mum was going to wear a dark red. She wasn't. She wore a mushroom beige color. Mother-in-law came in the same burgundy dress as Sister Three's wedding, and Sister Three got upset about it for some reason. I didn't care. And she kept saying that as I didn't tell her what to wear to match, she just hadn't been sure. I wore silver. Bridesmaids were in three different colours, pale blue, pale pink and lavender. The photos are hilarious as mother-in-law looks decidedly unhappy that she didn't match anyone in the bridal party, and the informant sister is still my favourite in-law.
Delicious stuff. Wonderfully tasty, yes. Wonderful. Snappy.
Wedding stories, we love them. We salivate over them. They're perfect as long as they're not our own. Please write in if you've got any more juicy, exciting wedding stories.
I love the sister.
That is the best. If you are in a situation where someone is about to marry into your family and you feel that there is important advice that those people need to know before the wedding, be the informant. Let's all be that informant sister. Fabulous, fabulous work. If you want to write in any of your stories or any of your opinions on the first date questions that we're reading out in this article, ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or join Ghost of Boyfriends Past group therapy. And if you haven't written a review and you've been listening for a while, why not? Because that hurts our feelings. No, it doesn't hurt our feelings, but it'd be really nice if you did, because it's super, super helpful. It helps people find the podcast. It's one of those things where it costs you nothing to do and it helps us immeasurably. Yeah, so if you can, if you write us a 5-star review, we'll read it out on air. I'm going to do it. In the next month, anyone who writes us a 5-star review, you can even write a 5-star review and put something you want to promote in there. I'll allow it as long as it's legal.
I like it.
As long as it's legal.
Flunk City.
If you put 5 stars in there, I will read it out on air as long as it's legal. All right. Got it? Good. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week for another episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.